welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison here. October 13, 2021. You know, we're moving forward into this new season. I just released a prophetic word for the month of October that has a strategy for the next 3 months. It's called the Ancient Paths Are Opening and Special Assignments Are Coming. So this week, I want to talk more about that prophetic word and unpack it just a bit and go into the part about the ancient paths opening up. So Lord, we ask your power and your presence. Holy Spirit, come. There's such an anointing right now to rise above your attack. There's an anointing right now to receive the word of the Lord, to receive something that's greater than the things that are coming against you. The Lord is moving right now. We ask that you would bring your blessing and your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, to recap, my prophetic word for October and the three-month instructions is Jeremiah 6:16 and 17. I love these verses. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths. Ask for the good way. Where is the good way? And walk in it and you'll find rest for your souls. The Lord is opening up the ancient paths to those who want to go deeper in intimacy and also higher in prophetic revelation, wisdom, and understanding. Now your suffering, your dark nights of the soul are going to come to an end. And the season that we are entering into, you have to battle to get it. But I tell you, the Lord's, some people are saying, I can't battle, I can't do. Oh my goodness, the Lord is going to strengthen you. Just don't worry. Hebrews 4:11 says that they had to labor, therefore, to enter into the rest. So the Lord is calling us to step up right now and contend for the battle for what is coming. He's going to strengthen you. Write this verse down. Begin to pray it. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. The Lord is sending you supernatural strength, and there's a major impartation available of refreshment right now. Just receive this. Also, part of this prophetic word that I released from Jeremiah 6:16 was the fact that some people have laid down their higher callings, and this is a time of year that the Lord is reconciling the books. And Jeremiah 6:16, let me go over it again. But you said, we will not walk in. We're talking about the ancient paths in the good way. But people said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you, says the Lord. But listen to the sound. But you said, we will not listen. The Lord is now reconciling the gifts and the callings of those who said no. They are now being redistributed. Well, there's a big controversy over this because some people, the Bible actually says, the gifts are irrevocable. They are without repentance, which is true. Your gift stays with you and it was never taken from you. You can go dormant, but I tell you, the greater assignments and anointings that go with the gift, those indeed can shift. And I go over this in my podcast, that part of it, where I show you biblically where Jesus even talks about it. And this is what's going on right now, is that we had damage from the pandemic. We got a good deal of our intercessors, our prayer covering, those who are elderly or mature, who have died because of the pandemic. They have gone to heaven and it's taken out a big part. This is what the Lord said. Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts, and I will look and see what the Lord would say to me. We are in urgent need right now to build up our walls of intercession. Something new is coming first of the year, but between now and then, we need the urgent call for October, November, and December, and maybe even into January as things start to take root. But the Lord's doing something right now. Romans 13:11. But knowing the time to wake up from your sleep, for now is the day of salvation. So it's time to wake up. There's been people who haven't understood this. The Lord is calling people right now who have not considered themselves to be intercessors to go on a 3-month special task force from heaven. Would you join me with this? I'm calling people. The Lord is calling people. October, November, and December. In fact, I'll be releasing more on this through my spirit connection, through my blogs. You just watch. We're going to see something happening. The Lord is restoring the watchman calling. Now, this is found in Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they who labor, labor in vain. And unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. This group, the elderly, the mature, they don't have to be old, the whole group, they were the ones who were laboring. They were not laboring in vain. They were the watchmen. They were staying awake praying for us. But since many of our major watchmen and laborers of prayer are now in heaven, the Lord says, I'm now preparing people. I'm calling you to step into a greater level of prayer right now. So go to my Spirit Connection podcast, number 201, Ancient Paths and Special Assignments. The special assignment is the prayer. But this week, I want to talk more about the Jeremiah 6:16 ancient path so you can understand it. Because this is really the powerful part of the word. I just so love this. I thought it was so powerful that I thought it was going to be the word of the year for September. But it turned out that it was a backup word. I mean, I had received this earlier. The ancient paths, what are they? These are the old pathways, the old paths. The Bible refers to revelation, understanding of things that have been previously hidden or sealed are now being revealed. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 13:35. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things since the creation of the world. Now that's the ancient stuff coming in. The Lord is revealing and unsealing revelation, wisdom that has been in the Bible all along, but suddenly it's going to make sense. It's going to apply to your situation. And the Lord is raising up people right now who are willing to take the ancient path, to go reconnect with the old ways. Now, that means it's different than a popular message that's being heard today. It doesn't mean that we go back to the old-time religion of preaching hell, fire, and brimstone. Not at all. We don't want to scare people, try to use scare tactics, things of the old. That is not the way that the Lord is talking. Instead, God wants to call people. He wants us to raise up a new sound and a language that's going to connect God's love to the generations. He's going to give you a new language to be able to do that. New sounds, new songs are going to start to come forward. The ancient or old paths in the Bible is revelation and understanding of things that have been previously sealed. Matthew 13:35, Jesus talks, I just mentioned that he talks about it, but the Lord is revealing and unsealing right now these things. And Jesus talks about it one more time here in Matthew 7:13. He says, enter in through the ancient gate, the narrow gate. Enter in through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many people enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. Now, we often equate this with salvation, but it actually can be applied in many different ways. There's a lot of information flowing out there. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about the prophetic movement, other prophets teaching. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm not making any kind of judgment call on this. What the Lord showed me is that many messages that are out there right now are mixed with the teachings of the world, psychology, new age, worldly wisdom, and teachings. This is what I'm talking about. The Lord wants to clean up our understanding of this. This is the narrow. Wide is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is this new gate. The Lord is opening up some narrow gates, some ancient paths to understand the word. 1 Corinthians 3:19. But the wisdom of the world is foolishness in God's sight. So there's a lot of what I call mixture. It's a mixture of wisdom of the world. It's mixed with the word of God. And this is similar to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3, there was also, in Genesis 3, there was two trees. The tree of life, which was pure. It was a connection to God. And then there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Notice it said good and evil because it is a lot of mixture and it was full of deception. Satan, the snake, the serpent was in there. So the Lord is cleansing our understanding right now. He's opening the ancient paths, Jeremiah 6:16 and 17. It's based on the biblical revelation. The Lord is revealing deeper things. And I've been talking about this over the last few months. I've been seeing that. Watch for the Bible to start to illuminate with new revelation and understanding. You know, it's always going to have a clean and pure confirmation. In Luke 24:45, Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. That's what's going on right now. We just call out, Lord, open our minds that we could understand the scriptures. So we're entering into a time right now that the Lord is going to clean up and renew our minds, our mindsets, and also our understanding of the Bible. And this is not changing the message of Jesus or bringing a new understanding that justifies sin or behavior that's contrary to the Lord. Not at all. In fact, this is the time that many people who've had a legalistic understanding, that's a big one right now. People got back under the law. This is the time God's going to bring healing. He's going to bring deeper peace and intimacy. And there's a cleansing happening right now of our pathways. Psalm 16:11. You made known to me the path of life or the pathway of life, and you will fill me with joy in your presence with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Spiritual pathways are very similar to the ancient gate. They're mentioned throughout the Bible. Gates, doors, you know, these different things are mentioned. You do a study, it's interesting to see it. Jesus talks about the narrow gate in Matthew 7:14. Then he talks about going to that deeper place where people may not understand it, you know, but then suddenly it opens. The Lord is cleansing our pathways. So get ready to hear his voice, to encounter him in deeper ways. Take time to meditate and pray over these scriptures. Jeremiah 6:16 and 17, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. The next one is the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom. Matthew 13:11 and 12. Jesus answered them. He said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it has not been given to them, those outside of this understanding, in other words. But whoever has, to him will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Begin to meditate on this and pray over this. The Lord's going to open up the ancient gates to you. He's going to open up things. You're going to see some things happen. It's going to pull you into deeper intimacy, and we are being called to go on a deeper level of the prayer assignment. And I'll be talking more about prayer. I love prayer. I'm a prophetic intercessor. And I just love the fact that God's just calling. So Lord, we just want to activate this word. Open up the ancient gates. Open up the mysteries of the kingdom. Open our minds. Jesus said that he opened our minds to comprehend and understand the scriptures. We pray for that. We pray for the anointing right now. Cleanse our pathway. Show if there's anything in our understanding or teachings that needs to be cleaned up right now. Lord, I thank you that you're connecting us with love, with life, with hope, with the peace and joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is a time God's moving. And also part of my prophetic word for this year, it was two things that the Lord really showed me in September. It was the Jewish New Year. The year is going to start out with Psalm 57:1, which is, stay close to the Lord. Stay under the shadow of his wings until the disaster passes. And he's releasing strategies. It might not pass over the whole world, but he will give you a Passover strategy. And the second thing was financial breakthroughs, because the storehouses on earth have been depleted. And the Lord said, Deuteronomy 28:12, he's releasing the storehouses from heaven, and you can restore your storehouses. I want to invite you to my latest online school. This is a school called Kingdom Financial Solutions, October 2021. This is 49 days that will change your life. 7 weeks, 49 days. And so the storehouses on earth have been depleted. We've been talking about this, but the Lord is releasing strategies and solutions from heaven. Watch for financial blessings to open. And we need to develop flows of income. And we need to develop businesses and ministries that can help raise money. There's strategies that you can do right now. And so I'm doing my school, Kingdom Financial Solutions, breakthrough mentoring experience. You'll get invited to our October and November mentoring live session. And right now, if you register right away, there's going to be a drawing for a free 15-minute private with me. We're doing two of those. We're going to draw the names for two of those. And normally this is $197 for the 7-week breakthrough experience, but we're going to do a special $97. That's less than $14 a week for all of this interaction. Plus, if you need to, you can do a 2-pay plan. Go to DougAddison.com/solutions. And I'm excited for what God's doing right now. DougAddison.com is my website. You can follow me on social media. Most people follow my daily prophetic words, but you can also give to what we do. DougAddison.com/give. Become a partner. And we have a group of partners, people who support us on a regular basis. It's almost, in fact, some people consider it their church. We have a meeting every month that we prophesy over the partners. And I have the Doug Addison app. And sometimes I forget to talk about all the fun stuff we have. Just go to the Apple App Store, the Google Play as well, and you'll get both of those. If you don't want to be on social media, you can still get my daily prophetic word delivered without having to go on social media, and my videos and all my blogs and the prophetic words by using my app. It's really fun. I'm so excited for what God's doing, and I pray that he will open the heavens over you, that you would hear his voice. Woo, there's a power of encouragement happening right now. Yeah, thank you, Lord. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.